What does an engineer, a business developer for a software company, an events planner, a drum instructor, and an analyst for a shipbuilding company in San Diego have in common? They're members of the Matchbox 20 tribute band, Matchbox 22. Welcome back to Behind the Concerts in the Park series. Today is all about pop rock tribute band, Matchbox 22, and their rise to fame in Santa Clarita.
It's a happy little song about the end of the world. Waking up at the start of the end of the world, but it's feeling just like every other morning before. Now I wonder what my life is gonna mean when it's gone. The cars are moving like a half a mile an hour, and I started staring at the passengers and waving goodbye. Could you tell me what was ever really special about me all this time?
Here are the members of Matchbox 22.
I am Eric Schenk, and I'm the guitarist playing Kyle Cook.
I'm Tyler Page. I play guitar as Paul Doucette.
Rob Adams, and I play Rob Thomas.
I'm John Burkas, and I'm playing drums as Stacy Jones.
I am Obel Herrera, and I play the part of the bassist, Brian Yale.
With a love for Matchbox 20 and some talented musical skills, Eric Schenk started Matchbox 22 with his longtime friend Obed Herrera.
I like Matchbox 20 a lot, and I thought that would be a cool tribute band to start. No one was doing it in the area, so I thought it would be cool to be the only one. Really on the west side of the United States, there was one in Australia. And since we started, there's been a couple that came up, but... let me see. I was playing with Obed in a Stone Temple Pilot tribute called Wicked Garden. So I asked him if he wanted to play bass.
Then they got John.
Hey.
Yeah.
And then
good move.
As soon as he showed up to the studio, we knew he was the right guy. He was in time. And he set up real quick. He learned all the songs. And then I talked to Eric after he left and said, "Oh, I think we found our guy. He's a keeper." Oh, this was like 2014, right?
Yeah, four years ago. Hey, John was the only drummer that we auditioned.
Yeah, we need to see him more.
Then followed Rob.
And Rob is also the third singer. So we had other singers and guitarists for half a year or so each. And Rob's been playing with us how long?
Almost 2 years now.
2 years.
Yeah.
And finally, Tyler, to complete the five-member tribute band.
Tyler is the third guitarist. We just got Tyler, a few months ago?
Yeah.
It's not easy to perform in a tribute band. Sometimes looks do matter when paying tribute to a band. Also, the vibe.
It's very important when you get someone in a tribute band. You know, they have to like the music. They have to kind of put aside trying to be creative and instead just trying to copy what someone else plays, and for a lot of people that's kind of hard to do. Musicians want to continue to be creative, but then you're not sounding like the band that you're tributing to. So that makes it hard to get people, and then sometimes people just totally don't look the part. Obviously we don't all look just exactly like our people, but you can't get someone who just like totally doesn't look right, you know, and because we got to have the same vibe as the band that we're paying tribute to.
How would they classify this type of music?
Pop, alternative.
Not only does the role of a tribute band require precision and dedication to the original band, they must essentially take on the role of each member of that said band.
You watch their live shows, and you try to get the vibe of how they're performing on stage. And you spend a lot of time watching the live shows and try to act the same and stuff like that.
And you try to go to their concerts.
Yeah, yeah. They're in town. Yeah, and I missed that concert because they played, I think it was last year, right?
Yeah, I went.
Yeah, and these guys went, so I missed it. But, you know, shame on me, but the next opportunity I have, I'm definitely going to watch them.
Mm. How many of their concerts have you seen?
I've been to two of them.
I have only been to one. Shame on me, yeah.
Of course, and when I saw them, they were really far gap in terms of time. Like, I saw them last year, and then the first time I saw them was probably 10 years ago.
The best aspect of the band is their family-friendly attitude with their audience, something they look forward to each time they perform.
To me, like you're saying, not only do you try to mimic the sound, but you kind of mimic the way they interact with the audience, too. You know, you got some bands that might be screaming and really boisterous on stage. You got other bands that are really subdued. Matchbox is kind of right in the middle there, where it's very audience-friendly, very family-friendly almost. And I know for me, I've got kids that are grown up now, but I like playing in bands like that are really friendly to all-age audiences.
But they're also performing to their people.
You know, Parks like us and fairs like us a lot. Yeah. So definitely, because we are it's a family-friendly band. I guess popular in '90s, the biggest in 2000. So our people our fans are like 30 to 50.
Middle age.
35 to 50.
Our age. Pretty much.
However, a lot of people in the crowd usually have not heard of Matchbox 20's music until they hear their songs live.
Usually every show, I'll ask the audience, you know, did you know Matchbox before you showed up here? And a lot of them don't. Or they don't know they do until they hear the songs. They're like, wait a minute, I didn't know that was a Matchbox song.
That was me, yeah.
Yeah, so...
That was me.
Yeah. So when we play these songs, it's like, again, because they're family-friendly and they're great songs, people enjoy them, even though it may not be what CDs in their car right now. So the biggest rush for me is just seeing people excited about the music. And I know that a lot of them probably had no idea the Matchbox was until they got here.
Like seeing the audience, you know, enjoying the music. Getting to put on that show, like, I mean, I think it's what we all love to do is to perform, especially when it's, you know, fans who know the music and enjoy the music. It just makes things that much better.
Have they met the legendary frontman, Rob Thomas?
I have not.
That'd be cool.
I would absolutely love that. I appreciate Rob from a songwriter's point of view, right? Because I write lots of originals too, and I think that's one of my favorite things about him is just the way he writes music.
Yeah.
What makes this tribute band that much more intriguing is their fan base expands worldwide.
On our Facebook page, I've seen comments from the Philippines, Malaysia, and there's people from Australia, too, that have contacted us in private message. And they ask us, when are you coming to perform? And then I wonder if they know we're a tribute band. They're probably thinking we're writing to Matchbox 20, but you know, it's pretty clear, Matchbox 22.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
What makes this performance even more special is frontman Robert Adams is a native of the Santa Clarita Valley, and he says a lot has changed since he's been here over 25 years ago.
We did come a long way, but the thing that's really cool to me is I was raised here in the valley. I actually went to high school around here, and this is the first time I've been up in the Santa Clarita Valley in about 25 years, and this looks awesome.
I moved down to San Diego about 25 years ago, and this is the first time I've been back up here, and a lot has changed. It's grown like crazy. I don't even recognize it anymore. There's so much businesses, so much all up and down the street as I'm driving here, in areas that used to just be open fields 25 years ago. I actually drove up here thinking, okay, we're playing at a park today that I used to play softball at. And then when I realized, oh wait, this isn't it. This park was never even here. So this is a brand new park too. Mm-hmm. And it's huge, it's gorgeous.
As they sum up their closing remarks, the band is eager to perform overseas and remain busy during the calendar year.
I want to continue to play some of these bigger shows and keep our calendar, you know, like enough shows in the year. That we're, you know, having fun. Hopefully do some theaters and do some out-of-state stuff. I know we just did Arizona. If we could hit up another state, that would be really fun for me, at least. Yeah.
Also, if anybody in the Bay Area would like to book us, we haven't made
Bay
that
Area?
Trip yet. We'd love to go to the Bay Area.
That'd be great, too, yeah.
Cool.
Just doing more shows like this.
Yeah.
To me, just hop in a plane and go overseas and play some weird, far away place like
the Philippines,
Australia, something like that. People that appreciate Matchbox 20 music, and they can't get the band there, or the band's too busy to do shows there.
We'll fill in.
Yeah, we'll fill in.
My two favorite parts of any show is the beginning of a song and hearing the audience recognize it, and the end of the song and hearing the audience appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Those two feelings are, you can't match that.
This has been Daniel Korzniak with The Signal.
Out on the body go. You feel my rhythm on your radio. You feel it turning on the world. So soft and slow, turning you round and then round. And if you said